Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis, we learn of the story of Cain murdering his brother Abel. And in verse 9 it reads, "Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is your brother Abel?' Cain said, 'I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?'" The story of Cain murdering his brother Abel is punctuated by this memorable exchange between God and Cain. Knowing of Abel's murder, God asked the offending brother for the whereabouts of Abel. Now, Cain's dismissive response indicated that he believed he was not responsible for keeping track of his brother. The comment is nearly as callous and as unfeeling as the murder itself. And it's a sentiment, honestly, many of us share. We do not feel responsible for keeping tabs on other people. We say, I'll do my thing, you do your thing, and let's just kind of keep out of each other's way. The story indicates, however, that we should not only refrain from harming others, but we should take a deep interest in them as well. Even people with which we are at odds, they too warrant our care and attention. See, God sees all of us as a single family unit. Therefore, we are beholden to take care of and keep an eye out for one another. A touching reminder of this kind of familial care is the protection that God promised to afford Cain even after Cain's egregious act. God marked Cain, put a mark on him as a means of taking care of him. Should we be our brother and sister's keepers? The answer's clear. Absolutely. Yes. Let's pray. Lord God, the truth is we would really like to limit our involvement with certain people. If we're to be honest, the people we would like the most distance from are often those with whom we are living at rather close range, our family. But you remind us of our responsibility to care for and keep track of all the people around us. If you are our keeper, then we should respond to that grace by taking care of others. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.